Let's come back down to earth for a second, because this one I think is ideal for you, Philip. It's coming from Lauren on Twitter, and this is what she wants to know.
How does perfume work? Could I make my own perfume out of flowers as a present?
So, something else that's pretty and nice, flowers. Can we make perfumes from them?
Yes, well, so a lot of the chemicals in perfumes do actually come from flowers, particularly damask roses and things like that, things that are very highly scented. But a perfume, a commercial perfume, will be a mixture of many, many ingredients. And the more expensive perfumes can have hundreds of ingredients. Some of those are fragrance molecules, and there'll be some that are very light and they evaporate very easily and they give you very floral scents. But then there are some bigger, heavier ones that might stick around a bit longer and give you the more woody or earthy scents. And they might even be really horrible if you got them in high concentration. But in the small concentrations that you find in perfume, they just add to that sense. And that's all part of, I mean, our sense of smell is insanely complicated. And when you're not really smelling individual molecules, you're smelling an ensemble effect of all the molecules in there. But the other thing that there is in a commercial perfume is that there are things that will either help the molecules to stick to your skin a bit more so that they released over time, or there's to stabilize it in where it's in the bottle so it doesn't go off. If you make your own, which is perfectly possible, you can extract the scent compounds from the flower's petals, which is where they're most concentrated, using either hot water or sometimes oils or coconut oil or something like that. It's perfectly possible, but what you'll get is a less complex scent, and it will probably not last very long. Because if you want to try and concentrate it, you have to heat it, and then you can destroy some of the molecules or let it evaporate and that kind of thing.
So you might end up smelling, but not the way you wanted to smell in the first place.
Yeah, and obviously if you pick the wrong flowers, there's a potential hazard if you pick something that's irritant, or, you know, and if you're concentrating those things down. So you have to be a bit careful about what you pick, but you can definitely do it. And there are recipes online that will tell you, give you more detailed instructions.
So it could go wrong. Be careful, Matt.
Yeah, so I'm basing this on an episode of Futurama. So you can see where I source a lot of my information from. Isn't there like some horrible thing from a whale which is supposed to provide a base for some of these things, right?
Yeah, it's called ambergris. It's basically whale vomit. It sometimes gets washed up on the beach and people find it, and it's worth a phenomenal amount of money. Like, so you can need a couple of kilos and it might be worth hundreds of thousands of pounds.
We're going to the beach now, Chris, right? Yeah.
Let's and it really stinks.
Does it? Have you found some?
No, I've never found it. But by all reports, if you get it in the pure form and in that kind of concentrated, it really, really reeks. But in small amounts in the perfumes, it smells. It adds. It's like musks from yaks and stuff. They really reek if you get them concentrated.
Talking of things that whales issue, marine biologists are quite interested in whale earwax as well, aren't they? Because you get earplugs of wax from certain whales, which actually they have rings in them deposited over time, a bit like tree rings. Do you know about this, Kate?
And I have not heard about this.
Effectively, it's locking away a chemical profile of what's going on in the whale over time. So if you find one of these earplugs from a whale, actually, it may record the entire whale's lifetime exposure to various things and what its hormones are doing at various times written into this plug of earwax.
Super cool. I wonder how much that's worth.
Well, it's worth a fortune to the scientists who want to study it.